Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual. You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. Be Unique is also a media powerhouse. Not only do you get this incredible podcast hosted by me, Tony Taylor, but 11 other shows. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest.
It is Thursday night. It is 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. My name is Tony Taylor, and you are listening to another edition of Unscripted. That's right. And because we are unscripted, anything and almost everything can happen. And unfortunately, we were all set to discuss the Truman Charities and the different amounts of money they contribute to many, many, many different causes all around the country. But things happen. People have events that occur to them, that happen to them, and this is one of those times. So I thought what we would do tonight is take a moment and really examine what it is. Is having a podcast. Podcasts are reaching a zenith moment. 2 weeks ago, we just passed the $1 million mark for, not the $1 million mark, a million mark, I should say, for podcasts. A million different podcasts out there, and the audience and the podcast growing. So here at Be Unique, we really like to focus on positivity, and we also like to focus on creativity. And I'm thinking that one of the greatest ways to create a relationship and to create a dialogue and to get to know people is through a podcast. You can look at our magazine, which is fantastic. You can look at the films we're producing, which are fantastic. But we also want to do something more. Be Unique. We also want to be something bigger than just a product. We want to have a relationship with us. We want to bring positivity. We want to show, display all of the positive things that are happening out in the world. Because believe it or not, there are positive things happening. You just got to look for them. And that's why I want to focus on the podcast tonight. Because with Be Unique, we dedicate ourselves to showing a razor-sharp image of what we want to
so
do.
So sit back, get comfortable,
positive,
and get ready to dial
516. Technical things happen. What we want to do is create a razor-sharp pointer for stories that are out there, those people that are out there, and the events that are out there that are making positive and sincere change in the world. I think no better way to do that is through a podcast, because with a podcast, we can develop a relationship with you. Not only will we have a relationship with you through the magazine, through our movies, but also through the podcast. We want you to feel that you can come to any and all B Beanie podcast and know you have a sincere relationship. You have a relationship which wants to do nothing to help, reinforce, and get you going out there in the world to put on new eyes, new blinders, new perspectives, and see that, you know, sometimes it isn't really dark down that hall. Sometimes if you reach to your left, feel on the wall, you'll feel that switch, flick it on, and there's light. And that's what Beanie wants to be. So we are into a lot of podcasts here on Blog Radio, 1 of 11. And I think it's interesting that podcasts have taken off. And I've really, really, you know, in hosting this and being privileged enough to host this, actually, I have been really doing some homework. And part of that homework, of course, is not just how to start a podcast, but how to make the podcast the best it can be. And first thing that I realized when you're creating a podcast is you've got to have a concept. You can ask yourself, you know, why am I starting a podcast? And, you know, what is this podcast about? So, of course, you sit there and you're all over. You think about it, you think about it, you think about it. You know, it's like, what is the theme? What is the topic? Well, what I've discovered just in my limited experience doing podcasts is that the only requirement to a podcast is to be passionate about what you choose. And I'm passionate about being unique. I'm passionate about the, you know, the image and the message we put out in this world. And it becomes real easy to sit here on Unscripted and talk for the hour about Beanie. What I really want to do is get back to developing what a podcast and how it should be structured and how it should be built and how it should go. Now, you know, outside of, you know, picking what you're passionate about to talk about, you also need to attract attention. Because let's face it, maybe you're passionate about pulled pork sandwiches and you want to sit here and you want to talk about pulled pork sandwiches all day long. Well, you're going to get an audience because pulled pork sandwiches are popular. How are they going to really stop at that topic when it's so broad? What is it about pulled pork sandwiches that you want to focus on? And when you find that particular thing on what you want to focus on, you narrow it down. Don't make your subject so broad. Pick a subject, pick a theme, but pick a part of what that theme's about and make that your, you know, your focus. Of course, then it's really, really important that you get people's attention. And that, of course, is in the naming of your podcast. You got to find something that is going to make a person who's looking on a podcast menu stop and say, wow. Pulled pork porridge. That's interesting. Examples are from, let's see, there's Seth Godin who does Akimbo, which, you know, most people that search for that Akimbo are really looking for Seth Godin. And, you know, use keywords, you know, without stuffing it. You don't want to stuff your title with, you know, all of these different keywords. You want to make it we want to make it as easy as you possibly can for people to find the podcast. Don't worry about your podcast artwork yet. Okay? Because that's going to be last on the list. You want, of course, after you've gotten a great name, you want to choose your podcast format. Now, some podcasts just have a single host, which, like this one, at least for now, I'm allowed anyway. You have a single host, like my show here, Unscripted. Some people have two hosts. The important thing is that you choose a format, right? You choose a format that fits what the podcast is about. If you love improv and banter, well, you know, I would need to have a co-host. And if I would love to banter, and I've been known to banter quite a bit, I would choose our president, Mrs. Mary Brotherton. She is a wonderful co-host, and she is a fabulous host, okay? But if I were to have, if Unscripted was designed, and it is designed to be with two people, three people, four people, five people. You would want to design the podcast to be able to fit that format. If you like having it, if you wanted everything planned out and scripted, you might, you know, lean toward an audio drama more than, you know, you want to get a podcast. So, you know, but right now, and I don't know if I've established this, and I don't know how it's, you know, brewing up to be. But right now, the big important thing, you know, not only, you know, having a great name, not only having a crystal clear concept, but it's, you have to develop a connection with your listeners. Okay? If you publish a podcast every day, eventually your listeners will start to schedule your podcast into their day. A weekly schedule allows you to build this more profound connection with your listeners. They know where to go. They know where to find you. They know what time you're going to be on. You're developing a relationship, just like if you were dating. You set the date time, 8 o'clock. You know when you're supposed to be there. You know what's going to happen, and you know what's developing with that. And that's what you want to do with the podcast. You also want to create the habit for yourself. I mean, now that I've been doing this for a while, I mean, every Thursday morning I wake up and go, you know what? I've got Unscripted Day. It's starting to become a part of me. It's a habit. And you know what? Anything you're passionate about becomes a habit, good or bad. So you already have that, you know, taken out. You already have that available. Last and certainly not least for this segment tonight, I'm building a podcast. Equipment. Now, I've got to tell you, I believe I don't have the right equipment, but I'm working on it. You got to start somewhere, and the important thing is to start. You need to start. You need to gather the best equipment that you can have. But you want to focus on the first thing, which, of course, when you're doing a one-person setup like we're doing here right now in Unscripted, you want to have a great microphone. And from my notes, what I've been reading about, the Audio-Technica ATR2100X is the one to use. It's a dynamic cardioid microphone. It only runs about $99 on Amazon, so that's not too steep. If you're doing a two-person setup, though, you want to have two of the ATR21Xs from Audio-Techna. And if you can't really go for that because you're buying two of them and it's getting a little pricey, you can go with the Samson Q2U, which is a great alternative. Now, where do you go to get a format, or where do you go for the software for a podcast? There are several different areas. Two of, you know, some of them are free. Audacity, it's a free and open source audio editor. You know, open source editors, you know, allow you to make changes to the original code easily. You know, you can customize the whole thing to meet your needs and the podcast needs. And GarageBand, which automatically usually comes with your Mac. If you buy a Mac computer, you'll have GarageBand. It comes pre-installed, and if you don't have it, you can easily download it for free. Then there are additional options for podcast editing. There's Elitu, which usually will run you about $28 a month. There's Adobe Audition off the Adobe Cloud, which will usually run you about $20 a month. And there's the script, which is free. Well, it's really $15 a month. So, but equipment and concept and razor sharp theming, that's a great start to creating and building a really good podcast. And I think in this 15 minutes, we have the basic building blocks for building podcasts. And as I move through my studies, and if you're interested in podcasts, all this information is easily accessible. You can start using these concepts and ideas. Again, I want to say how sorry I am that we didn't get a chance to talk with the Truman Chair. This is bad. I hope they will come back and join us on another date. I believe that what I'd like to do is play our advertisement for some new friends of ours here at Be Unique called Newsly. And Newsly is an incredible new concept. But, you know, why don't we go ahead and play that piece real quick and see what Newsly really is all about.
Have you ever read a web article on the internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire internet. And at any given moment, Newsly reads those web articles to you in a natural human voice. Browse your favorite articles from topics you choose. Stop scrolling, start playing, start listening, and start learning. And Newsly has podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcasts, Unscripted, Coffee, Candy, and Creative, and On Demand are there too. Go to www.newsly.me to download and use Newsly for free now. And if you use promo code BUNIQUERADIO, all one word and with caps, receive a 1 month free premium description. For the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. Listen and learn with Newsly.
All right, that's Newsly. Those are our new partners in Be Unique. We're very excited to be partnered with them and for all of our future endeavors. Again, I want to thank you for taking 15 minutes with me. Oh, we went a little over. 15 minutes with me tonight on Unscripted. We will definitely be back with a brand new show next Thursday and guests to boot. So won't that be a concept? Won't that be fun? And I hope you learned a little bit about podcasts while you were here. I know I'm going to hit the books and keep doing my best. And I hope you have a fantastic week. And I will see you here, or actually you will hear me here, next Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us. We greatly, greatly appreciate it.